brings Rabbosai after the Kriyas Yamsuf, Noz Yosh took place. They travel tomorrow. There's no water there. They complain to Moshe, what should we drink? Hashem showed them an eitz, threw it through water, water became sweet. Sham samlo chokum mishpat v'sham nisohu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us certain dinim, whatever, shabbos and dinim, whatever, and then v'sham nisohu. And there, at Mora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested the Kal Yisrael. Says Rashi, v'sham nisohu, v'sham nisohu la'am. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested the nation, the Kal Yisrael. The rock Shei Arpan, and he recognized, he saw their stiff-neckedness, right, whatever. Now he saw they were stiff-necked, they were Shei Arif. So Nimuchu Moshe B'Lashon Yafa, because they didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu in a nice, pleasant voice, in a proper tone, such as, Baki Shalein Rachamim, Sheyuranu Mayim Lishtos, please Moshe Rabbeinu, please ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for water. Ela Nimuch and Ela Nisonu, but they complained. Instead of asking in a nice, respectful way to please provide us with water, they complained. There's no water around here. What do we do? So the question, well, what does Rashi mean? I think what Rashi seems to mean is, it says it's a Kshei Aruf. It wasn't just a matter of, well, it wasn't their cheretz, how they spoke, it wasn't so nice, you know, you should talk in a nice way. That's no shach to Kshei Aruf. What Rashi means to say is, I think, is that there's two approaches. If a person, you know, has parents and there's no supper, you come home and your mother's not giving you supper, it's not there yet, whatever. So, but you know she cares, you know she loves you, you know she'll, obviously she has supper, you know, maybe didn't come out of the table yet, you know. So you say, Ma, can I please have the supper? You know, maybe you have to first ask for it, you have to do your shtablus, whatever. So you ask, you know, can I please have the food? But because your mother loves you, your mother takes care of you, and by coming, maybe it's a little delayed, whatever, maybe you have to ask for it, she wants to teach you derech eretz, whatever the reason is, but you have to do your shtadlus. That's one mahach. The other approach is, if it's not your mother, if it's not somebody you trust, you have no confidence in the person cares for your best interest, they say, this is ridiculous, there's no supper tonight, and you don't expect the supper necessarily to come. Who knows, I don't know what it's going to be, there's no supper, you tell me to come home and there's no supper, it's ridiculous. So that's what Rashi is saying. There's two approaches. There's the people who recognize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Hashem loves us. Hashem takes care of us. And he took us into the midbar. And he doesn't expect us, he doesn't want us to starve to death. There must be this water here. Elamai, but you know, Hashem, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, please ask Hashem, please give us the water. I know you have water in your back pocket someplace. And maybe you want us to daven, do our shtadlus, and do our, you know, whatever has to be done. So, okay, please ask Hashem to please give us the water. He's able to provide us with the water. Please give it to us. But they didn't do that. They complained. What's going on? There's no water. As if, like, you know, they're lacking the betach and the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability and plan to provide the water. And what is this? You know, what's going on? Hashem thinks there's no water. What are we supposed to do? There's not. We just started that, right? So that's a two mahalchim. The critique against Kai Yisrael was, you should have asked in a nice way, which would be the proper way to ask the person who has the water and can give it to you. And the improper way which they asked is to complain. You complain. Why? Because you got to give us water. What's going on? We're going to die. That's what they did. The only problem I'll both say is that does not seem to fit into Kshei Aruf. Okay? So the lacking of B'tochon, the lacking of the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's charge, a tremendous chasaron after the Asara Makkos and Kriyas Yamsuf, so Hashem's in charge of Shlach HaProtis. So you should recognize, you should know, it's a very chush of a time on them. But what if it was Kshei Aruf? They're not stubborn people, you know, they're just lacking B'tochon. They're lacking B'tochon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they feel like, you know, they're going to die away. They're panicking. There's no water around. What are we supposed to do? Complain to Hashem. He took us out this midbar. There's no water here. Seems that both sides, that I think Pshat and Rashi is, that the basic Yisod of Musar, that there's the underlying problem, and there's a result, the manifestation of what happens. If they would have been not such an Amkshei Oref, if they would have been, you know, people are makabel and accept and hear, they're willing to listen, they're willing to change, they're willing to accept, they're willing to subjugate themselves to the will and to the das and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course they would have realized that, you know, Hashem will take care, no problem. Hashem took us out, of course He'll give us the water. The problem was the Amshe Oref. If you're stubborn people, that means you don't want to change. You don't want to makabel. You don't want to subjugate to because to feel your dependency upon someone else. You're tough. I'm independent. I'm myself. I don't want to. I am what I am, and don't bother me, and don't give me all these chedushim and Torahs and musar and Hakadosh Baruch Hu to try. I don't want to hear all that. They don't want to. They don't want to grow in their midos. They don't want to change their hashkavas, their midos. So male, that caused because of that. That caused a lack of betochen because, you know, I myself, and you know, they're not willing to learn and to sit down and to imbibe the feeling of betachan, Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem's in charge. That's Yukshei Orech. So the chesaron was, the initiation, what caused the problem was because of Yukshei Orech. What the manifestation of it was that what it was going to be, there's no way, we're going to drop dead, we're going to die away, Hashem wants to kill us, he's playing games with us, complaining because of that. But also, this is the crucial, so this is just an illustration of how important it is to not just Hilchos Hashkofa, Hilchos Betochen, but you have to be willing to work on your midos, to change yourself, change your Hashkofa, and to imbibe it within themselves. Otherwise, you know, if a person's a stubborn guy and doesn't want to change, that's what Sheriff means, not wanting to change. The opposite is you want to change, you want to become, you work on your midos, you want to change, you want to makabel someone else's authority, you want to makabel the yoke of Torah Mitzvot and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, power and strength and creation of the world. So this is how crucial our both say it is to go ahead. You know, otherwise you end up with all types of weird, you know, conclusions. They figure, yeah, Hashem's for playing games, he's gonna kill us. That hashgacha comes from a lack of willingness to change and to adapt and to adopt and to learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us and who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. In a similar vein, our both say, the Mechilta brings on the bottom, the Mechilta brings right, the Lashon Shiluach says in Mechilta is a Lashon of Livui, of escorting. Shenemar, the Avram Holtz Mamushalcham, Ayishachim Yitzchak, Hapesh Omar, Gamas Yisrael Ashalayach, Paro, who initially said, I will never send them out, Husha Omar was the same person who later on said, Nochi Ashach Eschem, that's Tapchem. Right, later on said, no, I'll say, I'm sending you out. But the Russian Levi, I'll escort them. Mascha Natal Kach. What was the reward for this? Was the side of Mitzri, right? That because it is, and what that means is that the Halacha says later on, and normally Amon and Moav, you're not to go ahead and intermarry. They can't, and not permitted to love a Bekal. They're forever banned from becoming part of Klal Yisrael. But the Mitzri is not like that. The side of Mitzri, you're not supposed to hate and despise the Mitzri. You can't throw him out, and after three doros, he's allowed to become part of Klal Yisrael. So that was a schar. Why is that true? Why did Hashem, why was he so nice to the Mitzrim as reward for Paro? Because Paro was ahead and was malav of Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that's why for Dori Doros, if you want to marry Egyptian after three generations, okay, that's the halacha. Tremendous schar. So I saw Eliyahu Lapian asks, like, well, what's the Paro do over here? I mean, for all these years, he enslaved Klal Yisrael, and after one, two, three, after nine, Makos still refused to let him out. I'm not going to let him out, I'm not going to let him go. And finally, he has no choice, he's forced to let him out, so he lets him go. Okay, so he's Malavnim, but what's the big schar? They get such tremendous schar for not just throwing him out, but Rabbi Lapian says, that's the lesson of the chashivas and the hardship of Kvishas and Tikkun HaMidos. It was so much against his grain. It was so embedded within him that I want these Jews. I don't want to send them out. I don't want it. I'm forced, but I don't want to, so I'll throw them out. You know, because all these fakir, all these years, he would become more powerful and his ego is becoming bigger and he's losing a lot. So I can't show them that I, any type of honor or respect or anything. If Par went over and bent over backwards and Mamish took his midos and turned it around, and there was some kind of hargosha, I don't know if it was daka, some kind of hargosha when he threw him out, he did a little, like, you know, he walked them out a little. He somehow made nice to them, you know, go and, you know, give them mcmahon, whatever, presents, but there was something there, I don't know if it was subconscious or if it was physically apparent, it's not clear what that means, but he was malava them. There was some type of feeling of, I want to send them out nicely, not just throw them out. Because of that feeling, because it was so hard to do, says Rabbi Lapian, that's why I got so much scar. Again, Rabbi, so this is the concept of working on yourself, of changing. It's hard, but that's our challenge. That's our mission to take our midos, take our hashkafas, take our feelings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and machazik them, change our negative feelings, change our lack of will, dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to become fully, totally immersed in Torah, mitzvahs, and betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu.